After rebuking Trump, Leo XIV calls Catholics to see beyond abortion. This week's piece argues that Pope Leo XIV's recent remarks about morality, made during an in-flight press conference after a pastoral trip to Africa, mark an important but cautious attempt to move the Catholic Church beyond a narrow, abortion-centered understanding of moral life. While Leo XIV stops short of fully embracing Pope Francis's pastoral legacy, his comments signal continuity with an older papal tradition, most clearly exemplified by Paul VI, that resists turning sexual morality into the Church's political litmus test. Leo XIV's exchange with a German journalist about same-sex blessings illustrates both the promise and the limits of his approach. On one hand, Leo explicitly states that the unity of the Church should not revolve around sexual matters, and that issues such as justice, equality, and freedom deserve greater moral priority. On the other hand, he reaffirms doctrinal boundaries regarding formalized blessings, revealing an underlying caution about dismantling the framework that has elevated sexual ethics, especially abortion, to a defining political issue. The article stresses that Leo XIV is not the first pope to read the room. Decades earlier, Paul VI confronted similar realities as European societies moved away from clerical control over marriage, divorce, and public morality. Shaped by first-hand experience of Europe's devastation during two world wars, Paul VI implemented reforms that acknowledged the Church's historical responsibility, including changes to the Good Friday liturgy that rejected anti-Semitic theological assumptions. These decisions provoked fierce backlash from traditionalist groups but reflected a broader recognition that absolutist moral postures had contributed to catastrophe rather than prevented it. Italy serves as the central case study. The intransigence of Italian bishops on divorce in the post-war period became an object of cultural ridicule, most famously through films like Divorce Italian Style and Marriage Italian Style, as well as celebrity scandals such as Sophia Loren's Mexican Divorce. These cultural moments revealed how laws intended to defend Catholic morality often undermined marriage itself. When Italy legalized divorce and later faced a referendum defeat in 1974, Paul VI learned that even culturally Catholic societies no longer followed Vatican political directives. That lesson shaped his response to Italy's 1978 abortion law. Rather than launching a crusade, Paul VI adopted what historians describe as strategic silence or measured protest. He recognized that the law regulated abortion rather than creating a libertarian free-for-all and included provisions such as conscientious objection. In the context of the years of lead, marked by terrorism and the assassination of Aldo Moro, a close papal ally, mobilizing Catholics against the Italian state would have risked institutional collapse rather than moral clarity. The article contrasts this realism with the approach of John Paul II, who treated abortion as a cultural battlefield and pushed for the total repeal of Italy's abortion law through the 1981 referendum. That strategy failed, further weakened the Christian Democratic Party, and accelerated the Church's loss of political influence and privileged status in Italy. John Paul II's framing of abortion as the preeminent moral issue laid the groundwork for later alliances that reduced Catholic identity to a single political trigger. Benedict XVI's pontificate, the article argues, deepened these contradictions. His emphasis on non-negotiable values encouraged alliances with authoritarian leaders, most disastrously in Nicaragua, where the Church gained strict anti-abortion laws at the cost of moral authority and institutional survival. This narrowing of Catholic identity also favored movements that combined doctrinal rigidity with systemic abuse, exacerbating the global clergy sexual abuse crisis. Francis inherited the consequences. In Latin America, he understood that the Church could no longer wage anti-abortion crusades while its own credibility was shattered by abuse scandals. His restraint in Argentina and Chile reflected a refusal to repeat the political defeats of the past, even as critics accused him of weakness. The article concludes by turning to the United States. There, Catholic leadership has become deeply entangled with partisan politics. Donald Trump no longer courts Catholic support rhetorically. He claims to have delivered concrete results through Supreme Court appointments that overturned Roe v. Wade. This transactional dynamic, combined with a lost cause theology that sacralizes defeat and grievance, makes disengagement extraordinarily difficult. Against this backdrop, Leo XIV's most effective tool may not be rhetoric, but governance, specifically, reshaping the episcopate through new appointments to recalibrate the church's moral and political priorities beyond abortion.